All right, here on the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up, my name is Matt Ryan. I am joined on the phone right now, very talented individual with music, video, photography, painting, drawing. I don't think I missed anything, Andrea. It's great catching up. Andrea Ann joins us. Andrea, thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Andrea, I want to, there's a lot to get to because there's a lot happening with yourself. I mean, I want to ask you kind of how the last little bit has been like for you. Obviously, it wasn't that long ago. I want to say what, beginning of September when you got married? So congratulations to you and Jesse. Obviously, that's so awesome, and probably a lot went into that. And so you've been probably very busy the last little bit, but how's the last little been like for you, Andrea?
Thank you so much for congratulating us. It's been really good. Honestly, it's been busy. This year, I've mainly been focusing on planning the wedding and just making sure that everything was going to go smoothly. I swear my husband and I, we had 10 different plans. Like one day we had plans to have 20 guests and then increased to 40 and then went up to 60 guests and then went down to 30. Like, honestly, it was just all over the place. It was super stressful, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Just trying to, like, keep up with all the new mandates and just making sure that we could keep everybody safe. But honestly, I'm so glad that we got married with our close family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
It truly was a magical day. But aside from planning my wedding, I've been live streaming music on Twitch so that I can keep up with my performance chops and to build new relationships with new listeners. So that really hasn't changed since last year. But this year, I've been working on some new merch, so that's been really exciting.
Oh, nice.
Thank you. And then this year, I was also the only Saskatchewan-based candidate to get accepted into the SoCan and TD Bank Incubator for Entrepreneurship Program. And almost 1,000 artists applied, and I was selected among 28 other candidates. So this year, I got to learn so much about the music business side of things. And I also got to chat with 3 experienced music mentors. So that was really great and eye-opening. But honestly, other than that, it's been really good. I've just been bunkering in, just always learning new things.
Yeah, so much happening for you. And I do want to kind of mention the Twitch that you do stream. And that's where people can. So let me, I know I've probably asked you about this before, but how does, so obviously with a Twitch account, people can sign in and do you take requests? Do you play your originals? What do you normally do with Twitch?
So usually when I stream on Twitch, I take requests from people who are viewing my live stream. So whether that is like covers or original songs, sometimes I play video games on certain days if I don't feel like singing that way.
Yeah.
I'll play Tetris with my viewers. So it's actually really fun and engaging for them. So yeah, that's what I usually do on there.
Okay, awesome. That's very cool. Again, joined right now by Andrea Ann. Andrea, I want to ask you about your new song, and I know this is kind of in the pop R&B genre, but I still want to ask you about it. I still want to talk about it. Your brand new one, I Choose Me Over You. I really love the sound of this one. Can you tell us a little bit about this one and kind of how this one came to be written?
Yeah, so I wrote I Choose Me Over You with my husband, Jesse Wyman, who also produced the song, as well as another singer-songwriter named Cassie Lambert, who is one of the most talented artists that I've ever come across here in Saskatchewan. Like, that girl can sing. Like, she's so good. And Jesse and I reached out to her about writing a song together, and she was down to do that. And it was our first time writing together, and we wanted to write a song about breaking up. But as we kept writing, the lyrics began to focus more on women empowerment. So long story short, I Choose Me Over You is about having the confidence to put yourself first and to have the clarity and strength to remove yourself from toxic relationships and situations. Personally, for me, I've known women who have often put themselves second or last in relationships and situations, and they often felt like they were being taken for granted. So this song is a message to all of my fellow women that it's okay to put yourself first and to feel safe while doing it. So reach out and confide in your friends and family if you need to.
I love it. It's an awesome song. And the music video as well, I'm curious, how long does it take to kind of learn a dance number like that? Is that something that takes a while? Is that what's the process like? How does that work for you?
For me, I used to dance when I was in high school, and I used to dance pretty well back then, but not anymore. So when I was learning the dance number, I think it took me about a month. I hired Eden Page, who's a very talented dancer, singer-songwriter, and she's also one of our clients as well, because we own a recording studio, photography and videography company called Nolita Studios, and that's how we became connected to her. And she took about a month or so to teach me the choreography. And it was honestly so much fun to learn. I really enjoyed it, for sure.
Choreography, that's the word I was looking for, Andrea. As I was going to ask, I was like, I can't think of the word that I was looking for. Yes, yes, of course. And that music video, was that filmed at like a dance studio in Saskatoon?
It was filmed at a hot yoga studio. It's a Saskatoon-based hot yoga studio called Pura Vida Yoga Loft. The room was actually 30 degrees when I was dancing in there, so I was only able to go through the routine about three times because it was just so hot in there. But like I said, overall, it was a really great experience, and I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Yeah, absolutely. You did a fantastic job with the music video and the song. It all works really, really well. Again, joined right now by Andrea Ann. A couple more questions. You mentioned that you have I don't know if it's available right now, the merch, or are you working on it? Can you tell us a little bit about the merchandise that is going to become available?
Yeah, so like you said at the beginning of this interview, I am an artist, like a painter. So So I'm planning on selling some of my artwork for the merch. It's currently not available right now. I'm planning on launching my store in earliest of 2022. So I'm planning on selling some of my artwork as well as like some apparel, so like crew neck sweaters, topes, like that sort of thing. And I'm also in the process of making stickers. It's kind of a thing to learn, but I'm enjoying it. Yeah, so that's just kind of the gist of what I'm planning on selling so far.
Awesome. Looking forward to that. And just kind of finally here, you mentioned that that's kind of coming up with the merch in the next little bit. What kind of else, what's kind of the rest of the year looking like for you? It's probably difficult to kind of predict, but are you continue working on music with the Twitch stream? What's kind of the next little bit, even this year and early into next year, kind of looking like for you?
I have a lot of plans for next year. Next year is going to be even bigger than this year. I've been keeping a little quiet this year because I was planning my wedding and planning my releases for next year. But in terms of my plans, I'm planning on releasing two singles next year plus my debut album. And I hope that I can play more shows around Saskatchewan to promote my releases. But I'm crossing my fingers that things are going to be less crazy next year. But we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Right. Looking forward to that. That is awesome. Andrea, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. It's always great catching up with you. And I love the new song. And I wish you all the best going forward and hope to catch up again soon. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Matt. It was so great to chat with you today. Take care.